Hey, Salt Strong. This is Captain Jay Carson of Plug and Fly Charters, based out of Perry, Florida. The fishing waters from the Senhatchie River all the way to the Osceola River. It's about a good 50-mile stretch of shoreline up here, located in the Big Bend of Florida. And that's the area that I'm going to mostly be referencing when I am talking to about this week's, when I do my fishing reports on here. Obviously, a lot of the same techniques and tactics will extend outside of that range as well. Let me just give you a quick rundown of what's been going on the past week or so. Obviously, we had that big cold front come through right around Christmas, which really dropped the water temperatures down really cold for a few days. And just like I expected, the fish were pretty lethargic and took a little while to get going on the warm-up side of that front. But once the water temperature started to warm up, once that temperature got into the low 50s, once those fish started to recover from that cold temperature, they really put the feed bag on, and it's been a really good week the last week. Trout fishing has been absolutely on fire. Pretty much any way that you want to catch them has been working. Basically, what I have been doing is I've been targeting trout on the strong parts of the moving tide around some type of structure. That structure has been out on the flats. That structure has been up on the grass line. That structure has been up in the creeks. So you're going to find trout just about any way that you want to look for them and catch them right now. I anticipate that that's going to stay pretty consistent moving forward, and I'll touch on that here in just a bit more. As far as the tactics and techniques that I've been using to catch my trout, again, I'm just been hammering those soft plastics. Anything that imitates a shrimp or, well, predominantly shrimp or crustacean that I'm fishing on the bottom, I am bouncing my soft plastics off the bottom. A variety of soft plastics will work. Everything from a paddle tail on a jig head to a stick bait on a jig head. And then even some of your smaller baits like a Ned Rig and those types of things have been working. As far as retrieval technique, what has been working for me, and there's a variety of different ways that you can do retrieval technique, but I've had a lot of success with this particular retrieval technique, and that's just a twitch, a hard twitch, or like a pop, pop, pause, let the bait sink down to the bottom, pop, pop, pause, let the bait sink down to the bottom, and you just retrieve the bait back to the boat that way. The baits that I've been using primarily have been the stick baits. I've been using Mirror Lure Little John, and I've also been using the Flair Ink Lures stick bait. Those have been the two predominant stick baits that I've been using. Variety of colors, anything from pink to watermelon to root beer, kind of an olive natural color. All of those have been working, just kind of depending on your light conditions and what you've got for that day, has been working well. So that's been kind of how I've been targeting my trout here lately. As far as redfish are concerned, my last few trips have been redfish have been a little bit more hit and miss. I've found that they're a little bit more moody after the warm-up. I'm seeing some fish that are aggressively feeding, but I'm also seeing a lot of fish just laying around, kind of being lethargic, not really doing much. And so it's kind of been, picking up a few redfish here and there. You run into some fish that want to feed, and you pick up a few here and there. And then other times, I'm seeing a lot of fish, but I'm not getting very many bites. So that just tells me that, the fish are kind of picking and choosing when they want to feed. And so it's really just kind of a matter of being out there at the right time, when those fish are in the mood to feed to get the bites. I've been targeting redfish both sight fishing and blind casting. When I'm sight fishing, I'm using a 3-inch paddle tail on an under twist lock hook. Again, there's a variety of different paddle tails. The Slam Shady, I've been using Slam Shady. That's been working well. I've been using the Flare Ink Lure paddle tails. Those are predominantly the two that I've been using. And then for the redfish, when I've been blind casting, I will say that the gold spoon has been starting to pick up here now that the water temperature has warmed up a little bit. When that had that real cool weather come through and it dropped that water temperature, those fish worms were less reluctant to chase down that gold spoon, and they seem to be more apt to do it here recently. So that's just kind of what I've been noticing when I've been out there. I've been spending a good amount of time on the water. The last 2 days we've been weathered out, but Monday we had a really good trout day. Caught, I don't know, 20, 25 trout in just a little 2-3 hour session out there, and so it was pretty good. As far as upcoming forecast goes, it looks like we're going to have pretty stable weather for the next couple weeks. We got a little front coming through next couple days. It's going to, you know, drop the temperatures back down, but it's not super cold. It's going to be more typical for this time of year. Lows in the 30s, highs in the mid 50s, which is kind of ideal wintertime conditions. And if that trend continues, I just kind of foresee the same pattern playing out for the next week or so. So that's kind of what it is. Again, I'm going to be focusing on the flats and creek mouth, and then sometimes I'll push up into the creeks, but mostly structure in either of those areas. And I'm finding plenty of fish in both spots. So don't think that just because it's wintertime you have to fish the creeks. There's plenty of fish still out on the flats as well. All right, so that's going to about wrap us up for this week's fishing report. Again, I am Captain Jay Carson of Plug and Fly Charters, located here in Perry, Florida, fishing waters from the Senehatchie River to the Yellowstone River. Hope you enjoyed this report. Tight lines, everybody.